Right at this point, we heard last night that Sir Ian McKellen had fallen into the pit at the theatre when he was performing Falstaff in Henry IV. This brings back the memory of 2001, when my husband was appearing with the Edinburgh Music Theatre, of which he had been a founder member back in the 80s. And they were doing Kiss Me, Kate, and he was playing the father, Bianca's father, and he had a lot of big, heavy robes. It wasn't a singing part, but it was a speaking part, and they wanted an older person with experience to play the part, and he was 76 at the time. And the first I knew about anything was on the Friday night, and the doorbell rang, and this person said, we've just brought Rooley, you know, my husband, home because he's had a bit of an accident. He had jumped into the orchestra pit because it was the only way to go. Towards the end of the show, they were running round in a big circle on stage, and their hands got slippery, and he was coming to, he could see himself. The only way to go was into the orchestra pit because he was just losing trip. And there was an orchestra in the orchestra pit. So instead of falling, as Sir Ian McKellen did, I believe, he jumped. And landed on his feet, hit a cello as he went past, not bad enough for her to claim a new one on insurance, and he damaged his heels, very bruised. But people in the audience were heard to say, why didn't they get somebody younger to do that? They thought it was meant. But the director came rushing round the back because she thought she was going to find a very badly injured Rooley, instead of which he was crawling out from under the orchestra pit, and they brought him home. The only thing he had hurt, he had a bit of bruising on his side where he hit the cello, and very badly bruised heels. But I have to say, he went back on stage next day and did two performances using a walking stick. And the day after, he auditioned for the Edinburgh GNS for the part of King Hildebrand, as well I mentioned earlier, he played in 2002. So there's Sir Ian McKellen, who I believe is bravely going to go back on stage tomorrow. And he's 86 or 85, so I'm a lot older than my husband was. But Ian Gillespie, who was the resident stage manager of the King's, who'd been there for a very long time, lovely man, he had never known this happened to anybody in the King's Theatre stage, on the King's Theatre stage. So we feel there should be a plaque in the orchestra pit saying Rooley York landed here.